This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And today I'm starting a new series called The Cross is Enough. And I'd like to start by reading a passage from Luke chapter 23, verse 26 to 56. Now as they led him away, they laid hold of a certain man, Simon a Cyrenian, who was coming from the country, and on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. And a great multitude of the people followed him, and women who also mourned and lamented him. But Jesus, turning to them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For indeed the days are coming in which they will say, Blessed are the barren wombs that never bore, and the breasts which never nursed. Then they will begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things in the green wood, what will be done in the dry? There were also two others, criminals, led with him to be put to death. And when they had come to the place called Calvary, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And they divided his garments and cast lots, and the people stood looking on. But even the rulers with them sneered, saying, He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Christ, the chosen of God. The soldiers also mocked him, coming and offering him sour wine, and saying, If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. And an inscription also was written over him in letters of Greek, Latin, and Hebrew. This is the king of the Jews. Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, If you are the Christ, save yourself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Do you not even fear God, seeing as you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, Assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Now it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. Then the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his last. Verse 47. So when the centurion saw what had happened, he glorified God, saying, Certainly, this was a righteous man. Thank you, Jesus. Over the years, I've preached on the cross many times. One of my first sermons was called A Place Called Calvary. Our original founding mission statement as a church was that we would be a Christ-centered church with a Christ-centered message. And I've always been mindful of that over the years as we have moved forward and as we have grown, to not stray from, again, the foundational focus of our church. And notwithstanding this, I had a vivid dream recently where I was with the Lord. And he said, John, your Bible isn't underlined on the sections that address the cross. Now, it is and has been for a long time. But in the dream, it wasn't. Maybe you don't do this, but I color in my Bible in various verses. I highlight them, and I just find it easier to find them. But in my dream, the Bible was just, you know, just blank pages, really, just with writing, no notes or no highlighting at all. And I believe it was just a gentle reminder from the Lord that we need to regularly reemphasize some old truths. Because I appreciate as a pastor that I need to preach on practical issues such as marriage, children, finances, baptism, gifts of the Spirit, healing, end times, stewardship, evangelism, and faith. But sometimes we're so focused on being practical that we neglect the foundational. And the cross clearly is the foundation of our faith. Yes, we are called to mature, but we must never stray from the basic foundational principles of our faith. Hebrews 5 and verse 12 in the New Living Version says, You have been believers so long now that you ought to be teaching others. Instead, you need someone to teach you again the basic things about God's word. You are like babies who need milk and cannot eat solid food. The Holman Christian Standard Bible says, Although by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the basic principles of God's revelation again. You need milk, not solid food. So in the process of growing in our faith, it's essential that we don't neglect the basic principles. And so I didn't take the dream like it was a rebuke, but rather a loving encouragement. How many of you are glad that Jesus knows who you are, where you are, and what you are doing? And certainly for me as a pastor, I take great encouragement from the fact that he's aware of what I'm teaching and he's there to keep me on my toes. And, you know, I woke up and I felt just such a wonderful peace and presence, having, I believe, encountered the Lord in my dreams. And but also with a sense that he was telling me to keep my focus on Christ and the cross. Because we're not a Christ-centered church if we're not a cross-centered church. And so I'm not saying that every message a church brings has to be on the cross. Paul said, I've declared to you the whole counsel of God. And so obviously we're to teach more than just simply on salvation. But I do think it's important that we regularly teach on these issues, because they are so foundational to who we are and what we believe and what we stand for. And so today, I'm asking you to once again consider the cross. And over these weeks, we're going to take time to reflect on what it means for us today, for it's an eternal testament to God's love for you and me. The cross is enough. Oswald Chambers said, "All of heaven is interested in the cross of Christ, hell afraid of it, while men are the only ones to ignore its meaning." God forbid that we should be those who ignore the meaning of the cross. God forbid that we should neglect to consider, appreciate, and worship at the foot of the cross. For sin is cleansed, fear loses its hold, pride dies, and even death itself loses its sting before the wonderful cross. And so today, if you're struggling with a sense of condemnation, failure, inadequacy, or fear, the answer is found in the cross. If you can't forget or overcome your past, you will find healing at the cross. If you're under demonic attack, victory is found at the foot of the cross. No matter how great your need, the cross is enough. I can't overemphasize that fact. The cross is enough. The cross is enough because at the cross, the Son of God was sacrificed. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 28. So Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many, and he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. Are you waiting for Christ? Are you looking forward to his return? Because Exodus chapter 12 and verse 3, we see the Lamb was sacrificed. Speak to the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of the month, every man shall take for himself a lamb according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the persons. According to each man's need, you shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. And here, of course, we have the story of how God establishes the Passover. And Christ is our Passover because, as I just read in Hebrews 9:28, Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many. And he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. So in the same way as the Old Testament lamb was sacrificed, which was simply a type or a shadow of God's Passover, who was to come, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. In the same way as that lamb was sacrificed to cover the sins of the people, so too John the Baptist had that glorious revelation in John chapter 1. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus was not the lamb who covers sin. Jesus is the lamb that cleanses sin. And this is why as believers we can rest at the cross, knowing that the cross is enough. Knowing that we don't have to try and earn our way to heaven, knowing the price has been paid because the blood has been shed. The cross is enough. Christ took our place and he was sacrificed. The Son of God was sacrificed. And may we never forget the sacrifice that Christ made at the cross, because we are blood-bought believers. And remember this, the only thing between us and an eternal hell was the precious blood of Jesus shed at the cross. 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19, knowing that you are not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of lamb without blemish and without spot. Praise God for his blood. His blood purchased our soul and we are forgiven and we are free. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland as we continue our series on The Cross Is Enough. Shalom.